About 8 o'clock, leaving Safeway, heading to Trinity Alps after picking up initial supplies at Safeway. There's nothing like a drive through 5th and Mission to make you looking forward to getting out of the city for a couple weeks. A lot of scums, even early in the morning. Heading out, car weighed down to Trinity Alps. I'm going to stop and get some gas shortly after the Cartinas Bridge. About 4.5 hours driving time. Out. Starting mileage is 84,640. Got gas Cordelia, the king of gas these days. They now have the Arco 297 price. And it's a very nice arch of new pump, Green Valley Roads. Driving on 5, approaching Red Bluff right now. The site of Mount Shasta is fairly impressive and completely flat and then just rising out, almost fully covered with snow, the giant mountain ahead to the right. Hey, day two, starting my 8:40, leaving the Big Bar campground, headed towards Junction City and take a left and do some hike somewhere to some falls, something Creek Falls. Campground was not bad. Started off a little worried because there was couple of guys, one of which I thought might be a speed freak, but then I noticed they had guitars, and so I figured they couldn't be too bad, but it worried me a little bit of, especially considering I had my possession probably, $550 worth of U.S. and Canadian, plus all my other possessions that I own, and they had no car, and they were hinting that they wanted, they would like me to help them go into town to get some cigarettes, which I actually did, but that worried me a little. But anyway, it turned out to be okay. Just for drinking a lot and little dirty people, but they're nice. The campground was pretty good, right by a nice creek. Stopped off and picked up some ice at the store. Had an interesting conversation with one of the locals as I skirted around the dog and told him I had been bitten by a dog recently. And he told me a story about how he woke up in his lounge chair wherever he was living and some German shepherd had him by the arm dragging him and he was bleeding like a sieve, as he said. And it was his neighbor's dog and he went over and knocked on the guy's door and asked him if the dog had the shots, and the guy slammed the door in his face, so he went back home and got his gun and knocked again and then shoved the gun in his doorway and asked him again, and the guy told him, and then the guy called the cops, but the cops were on his side. So anyway, another interesting local story. It seems that the locals of small towns are very willing to tell stories to visitors, I think because probably the town is so small that they have a story they like to tell and they run out of people to tell to. But anyway, so another thing, I had more hand waving of some people on the road, which is the common thing in these little local roads that nobody drives on. It's a nice little overcast today, big clouds, not doesn't look like it's going to be too warm. River's moving very fast. That's all I have to report. Out. Oh yeah, and then going back, a recap of the day one. Basically, a long drive from San Francisco. It took a bit of a wrong turn, and that cost me my voice at probably an hour, actually, and a lot of mileage. But anyway, I got to the camp, had a nice turkey sandwich, was able to set up my hammock, which is one of the goals of my trip. Drank some gin, read some magazines and books. That's about it. Okay, just finished up the Canyon Creek Trail, about 10 miles or so round trip to a nice falls, and it was a perfect temperature, perfect hike, you know, nice shade. Got the, you know, a lot of the hike had my favorite aspect of the cliff on one side and a steep drop on the other, which I always like. Nice waterfalls, nice views of tall peaks with snow on them still. All around, there was a nice, couple creek crossings that weren't too bad. All around, it was a nice hike, and I was a little pressed for time due to driving to Portland, but turned out that the lake that the trail went to was snowed over anyway, so I probably would not have continued on, given my Yosemite experience with snow on the trail. Changed clothes, set up the chair, had a little chips and guacamole and some grapes, some water. Relaxed a bit, now driving to Portland. Probably get it in around 11 or so. I need to get some gas. I'm pretty low right now. That's it. One other note on this hike. Had to drive down a forest road for a while. It's paved and there's some one-lane bridges, but fairly impressive how deep they built this road in here, paved with pavement that basically doesn't go to a whole lot. The trailhead parking lot was pretty big, had a bathroom. So I'm impressed with the Forest Service facilities, and that's it. And driving up 3 still, past Trinity Center. It's a pretty nice drive, not too many cars on the road, the windiness has ceased. Nice view of the river, and you're driving along it much of the time. And my right front speaker works on the in the car, so things are going good so far. Out. Nice name for a restaurant on the way, 90-something miles from Eugene. Feedlot Family Restaurant. Well, stopped at Seven Feathers Indian Casino right off of 5. I need a little break and need a wash up. So I even end my band on Indian gaming and proceeded to lose $50 in approximately 5 minutes, but had a nice piss and a good washing of the face. So, yeah, it was maybe worth it. Also, one interesting thing in there is they have a no smoking section for slots that's completely glassed off. Kind of like the opposite of the smoking lounge in the airports. This is a non-smoking segregation. Anyway, Seven Feathers was a bad stop, but I got a little to eat, and I'm going on. Out. Okay, let's see. Day 4, I believe. Day 4. Leaving Portland. They're spending 2 nights at Josh's place. Had a pretty good time. Drank a lot of Pabst. Had some Burgerville. Went on some crazy rides at the fair. Saw some cool karaoke. Saw the J-Man. Met some of Josh's friends. So we got around 10 here, going to Mount Rainier, and need to work off a lot of the slouching I did, and grease and alcohol drinking. Got some gas, $2.95, right by Josh's place in Portland. The gas price went down 4 cents from yesterday, so it's a good sign for the rest of the trip. And that's it for now.
Well, day 5, June 7th, second day in Mount Rainier. Did a nice, about 10, 10.5 mile hike through the canyon. I couldn't hike high elevations because there's still a lot of snow here, which didn't take into account. But hike was pretty nice. Went by some good waterfalls and some nice rivers and nice landscape looking up at the sheer rock walls. Eating some chili right now, which I will say has my favorite ingredients because it contains seasoned cooked beef and then a separate instance of cooked beef and then beef. So that, I find that somewhat interesting. Drinking some of the last of the Seagram's, poured some into the flask. Hopefully I'll be able to finish it off. Reading some books, sitting out by the river, by the campground, reading a little bit, reading in the hammock. Hike wasn't too bad, but it was long, and I was sweaty when it was over. Forgot my hiking pants, so had to hike in jeans, which because it was cold in the morning, and were fairly uncomfortable hiking uphill in the end. So wish I'd remembered my hiking pants. Let's see, what else is there to say for today? Can't really think much right now. That's it, out. Well, I no longer know what day it is of the trip, but it's Thursday, June 8th, and leaving Mount Rainier, headed to Vancouver. It was very cold this morning. Not as much dew, but it was pretty cold. I was a little colder than yesterday. Woke up, had my quick orange juice and tea cereal bar breakfast. Got washed up, packed up the camp, drove very close to do a first little hike to Carter Falls and Madcap Falls. Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah, about a mile, 2 mile round trip, so it was worth the distance. Given that I was so close there. And then drove a little more down the road towards the exit and did Counts, K-A-U-N-T-Z, Creek hike. And I knew there was snow on the trail because I had been in the ranger's office, but I decided to do it anyway just because I figured it'd go through some nice area. And it was okay. I went across the creek. Creek that had a huge flood in 1945 that sent a giant flood slide down, so there was good evidence of that, with downed trees and huge gully that's much bigger than the creek the current water is. It wasn't a bad hike. Not much of a view. It got really steep, a really tiring hike. It's pretty cold too, and so I was getting a little chilled, sweating up there, and I didn't think I was going to be hiking as long as I did, because I thought the snow was going to start earlier, but actually didn't for a while, so went till basically the snow couldn't go anymore, and turned around and ran back down, because I was so cold, I needed to get back and get out of sweaty clothes. So just driving through outside the park now, just took a nice picture of the volcano evacuation route sign, which kind of like it. The only thing I'd add is have screaming people running in the sign. It would be a little better. Anyway, not sure the route I'm taking up to Vancouver. May go through Seattle or skirt it or whatever, but I'm just going to follow the signs of Seattle. Probably get some grease on the way. I need some good fast food right now. That's all I have. Yesterday, I went on a nice long hike through the Wonderland Trail. Saw a bunch of good waterfalls. Pretty long hike. Good bridges. Some really rush, fast-moving, hard-rushing waterfalls. Still had another chance to relax at the end of the day. Drank a little, almost finished up the vodka. Relaxed, watched the sunset a bit, hitting the Cougar Rock. Enjoyed the hammock some more. that's about it. Read some of my book. Got a good progress on Tommyknockers. Out. Just passed a sign, rural Washington, God answers me mail, K-N-E-E. Happened to about 10 miles outside of Tacoma, a sad town. I just saw a sign, huge sign in front of a bar that said, bar opens 6 a.m., and then I saw a sign for $1 Chinese food. So, you know, wherever I am is a classy place. Just had a lunch break, and it was going to be a gas break, but I made one of the worst decisions. Somehow I got off at my exit and had the worst congestion. It's 2:45. I was stuck for like almost a half hour trying to get to the Wendy's, and then the Wendy's guy was like slow. There was like a million people at like 2:45. So Wendy's was good, but this was a very poor choice in stopping places. Fife, outside of Tacoma, a very sad, sad city. And now I'm finally taking an alternate route to get back on the 5. And I don't understand. There is like the most damn traffic here. It's fucking crazy. I mean, it's nuts. I don't know what is going on, but there's a lot of industrial traffic. Okay, well, I'll get that back on 5, and I still got 50 miles or so before I need to get gas, so I'm not in too dire straits. I wanted to get booked at the same time, but I just want to get out of this place and through Seattle before the traffic begins. Out. On the freeway, past Seattle, on the outskirts, a little bit of heavy traffic, just passed a sign that said, Apple Maggot Quarantine Area. Do not transport homegrown fruit. So, that was an interesting sign. Out. This drive is very bad. In Everett right now, I just got gas, 11.6 gallons. I wasn't close to running out, but I was getting worried because I was stuck in this bad traffic jam. And now I'm 5 is just madness. I'm trying to find some alternate route here. I'm going to take some no-name road and hopefully connect back at the 5 at Marysville. When I got gas at the Arco here, the machines went down. So that delayed me, and then some guy tried to sell me a hubcap. He was buying about $3 worth of gas, so he was in bad shape. Out. Finally got out of the madness, going 75. It was one of the worst drives, I hope, of the trip. But I just got to do that. But one thing interesting in Washington, they have their rest stops. They advertise free coffee, which I kind of find interesting. Sort of encouraging people that are tired, instead of taking a nap, they encourage them to go to the rest area, drink coffee to keep themselves awake. So, interesting strategy. Out. Approaching the border, and appropriately, the Rush is playing. And they had a nice little sign saying Think Metric. Make sure that the Americans don't go too fast on the road when they get in the canister. Well, in my free Sheraton room right now, after getting a little bit lost trying to find Surrey, I came through the wrong border crossing, so my directions were all messed up, and also I didn't realize this Surrey place was so gigantic, because once you cross the border, you're immediately in Surrey, but the hotel was quite a good distance away from what I imagined it would be. But the room's very nice, free room, nice appetizer. Somehow I was given access to the executive suite or executive lounge. Had some good shrimp hargao and Swedish meatballs and some cold cuts and crackers, potato salads, sodas. Newspapers and internet, which was useful, even though I vowed not to use it, but it was nice to read a few emails and check out on some of the park's information that I had not researched yet. Had some good cookies in the room for me. It's nice to have a good shower after 2 days of camping and hiking pretty hard. My hair was getting pretty bad, especially today's hike. I sweated a good deal. Drinking a little of the remainder of the vodka, leaving about Vancouver to see before going up to Whistler area, Garibaldi National Park, or State Park, I don't know, or whatever it is. I'll probably read a little bit of the paper, Globe and Mail, which is appears to be the Canadian version of USA Today, which is interesting. The check-in lady sort of had disdain when she said all we have is the Globe and Mail, so I have a feeling they are not looked highly upon here. What else we got to go in? Parked on the street in a 2 hour zone, so I gotta leave by 10, but that's fine because I should be leaving by that time anyway to get started on the day. What else do we got here? Not much. Also, I had got my apples confiscated by the Canadian customs people. I think the guy was very suspicious of me, asking me how much liquor I was bringing and why I was here. But he didn't do a full search, and he just asked what fruits I had, and I said apples, grapes, and told me to throw the apples into some container. Turned out I actually had lemons, which I didn't realize. I thought they were apples, but apparently I brought lemons by accident, so they're in my cooler still, so hopefully I didn't break any laws. Bringing those in. Refilling my water pouch here. I'm going to get a nice bag full of ice in a laundry bag for the cooler. Pretty good, even though this it's been nice to stay in the heart of Vancouver. It's a free room. Probably would have cost a 100 and something to stay in Vancouver, plus parking. So, yeah, it's not optimal, and I'm not really here to see Vancouver, but I'll swing by and check out the park and maybe a little bit of the downtown. Don't think I have anything else to say right now. My window, I can see McDonald's, a Walmart, and there's a McDonald's in the Walmart. There's also an Old Navy, a Sears. Pretty sad town, I gotta say. That's it. I think it is Friday someday, the first week. And I'm at the Chickamas Lake Camp. I don't think there's anyone else here. Not bad. I was expecting to be more right on the lake. I am right on the lake, but there's a lot of trees. But there's a nice view. I took a couple pictures of the snow-topped big mountains in the background. And some nice water rushing noise from the lake draining. Saw a bear, which was somewhat alarming, farther down the lake, and hopefully they won't come by, but we hung up, there's some places to hang your food. Hike in was 3 kilometers, and though I didn't have backpacking gear, I kind of jury-rigged a setup, and wasn't bad, but definitely was a lot more tiring than if I had the real stuff and didn't really wear the right clothing either. I soaked through my t-shirt big time, and that's going downhill, so going back up is going to be painful. Definitely bad news, but not far to go. Not even going up, it'd probably only be 40 minutes. The weather report said rain, and I decided to come anyway, so maybe rain tomorrow. I'm going to set up the tent fly, and I've never really used this tent in the rain, so I don't know what's going to happen when the water kind of on a slanted hill. I don't know what's going to happen when the water comes running down the hill. Hopefully it won't come into the tent. No pillow, and I sort of forgot my thermarest. Unfortunately, because could have brought that, and would have just been a little extra hassle to carry. But especially if it rains early and I have to hide out in the tent, it's gonna not be that much fun. But nice. Basically, definitely nobody here. Just enjoying reading my book, drinking some of the last of the vodka in the flask. I got a can of chili waiting, and I got some cereal and power bars and candy bars up in the sack up in the trees. That's it. Out. Well, morning on Saturday of the first week in Lake Chequemus. It was damn cold last night, probably around 40, and it was pretty shivering. I had to put on some socks that were a little damp still because my feet were so cold, but 20 degree sleeping bag did the job once I invoked the mummy action going on, so basically only had my nose sticking out of that thing. I was completely entombed. I was still able to read a little. And the ground was pretty soft because of the wetness and just all the tree matter. So even though I didn't have my sleeping pad, it was actually fairly comfortable. I was on a little bit of a slope, so I was sliding, and that was sort of annoying. But thankfully, it did not rain. Actually, a very nice camp is in the shade, but there's bits of sun. I feel very good, and the lake is completely clear today after the morning fog burn-off. You can see the snow-capped pink glacier in front of me, which I took a picture of. I'll probably take another one because all the fog is now gone. So the sun feels good, drying off some of my wet, sweaty shirts that didn't dry. Starting to pack up a little bit. Have a little like, breakfast with two cereal bars, getting the stuff down from the bear line that I'd hung up there. They provided it was nice. Unfortunately, heard a few weird things during the night, but I think it was just things falling off the tree onto the tent. One of them scared me a little bit, but let's see. Probably won't hike further on this trail. I think it's not that interesting of a hike, and it probably just goes to another part of the lake, which I could probably spend my time better doing other things. So, let's see. Yeah, hearing some weird calls of birds, one which was very alarming. I heard at night it would have freaked me out. Something like that. That, like a few little ducks floating on the river, on the lake today. While steam coming up off the wet logs and the wet ground when the sun's hitting it. So, all in all, pretty good. Heading out. Sunday the 11th, and I'm currently hiking on the Bailey Chute Loop Trail. Just was at the lookout for Bailey Chute, and it's pretty awesome. Water going amazing speed and force. Took a picture, and while I was there, I didn't get a picture of it, but heard a weird sound and looked up, and entire fallen tree was crashing down the river like a stick, just getting caught up in the turn, and then it came back up. But pretty cool. Camped outside of this Wells Gray Park, which is where the Bailey Chute is. Wells Grace Park has some pretty cool waterfall. Saw it was on the map, and I was a little closer to Jasper, so I had to stop off here, see in a few sites, do a little hike here, 4 kilometer loop. Camping was okay. It wasn't the greatest site, and there were mosquitoes, and someone stole my cooler, for of all things. There were other things out there they didn't take. Somebody came and grabbed the whole cooler. Wasn't much in it. Had my Trader Joe's salsa, a little bit of orange juice left, some grapes, and some mayonnaise, and some damp cheese, Kraft singles. So, food-wise, it wasn't a big loss. Lost a water bottle in there, too, a cheap water bottle, but... And there were other things out on the table that could have been taken, so... And I luckily had put my Jack Daniels in the car, otherwise I'm sure that would be gone. But, was sort of a downer, you know, it wasn't a big deal. It sucks that it pissed that somebody would stoop that low to steal a cooler right from under where someone's sleeping. But, anyway, hopefully that's the worst thing that happens on the trip. What else? Not much else to report today so far. One thing about this Wells Great Park I will say is that it has the nicest, smoothest dirt roads I've ever been on. And it's amazing. I mean, it's like the closest thing to pavement you can get on a dirt road. A lot nicer than the previous mega trip in the Grand Staircase Escalante. I just had a giant buffalo burger at Bill's Barbecue and Curry Kitchen, and a Coke for $10.25 Canadian. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was a nice burger, but it wasn't probably wasn't worth waiting as long as I did. But I wanted to give the guy some business, and it was a nice bun. The guy was a little odd. Seems to be a little slow on the uptake, maybe a little too much 60s for him, but nice guy. And now I'm heading towards Jasper, full of a half pound of buffalo. Well, finally in Jasper Park, bypass staying in the town of Jasper since it looked like a Sausalito in the mountains. And I could not, in good conscience, spend any night there or money. So I'm either going to be camping 30-some kilometers at a place, or I will be staying 34 miles at the cheapest hotel that's in the AAA book, which actually is fairly close to the activity that I will possibly be doing tomorrow. So it's still probably about 2 more hours of light. Probably can get a few viewpoints in. So far it looks pretty nice. Nice dusting of snow on some of the peaks here still. Pretty good so far. Out. So I've got to say the first Jasper main attraction, some falls called something, Atascadero. Yeah. Athabasca Falls were fairly impressive, and just very nice combination of water going crazy, huge volumes, canyons, mountain in the background. It trumped even the sadness of about 20 tour buses and bikers smoking. Even made that me forget about the sadness, but there's a lot here. But anyway, pretty good so far, pretty good. I'm impressed, and also, I must say, I'm impressed with the parts, the facilities aspect of the falls, because they really had a ton of angles to view it. It was, you know, nice informative information, way more than I would expect. So, so far, the parks people are doing a good job. Out. Well, it is Tuesday, June 13th. Just got finished hiking through Johnson's Canyon to a couple Johnson, Lower Johnson's Falls and Upper Johnson's Falls and the Ink Pots. Pretty cool. The falls are very nice and, again, great platforms by the Parks Department. I commend them in building catwalks along the canyon and great viewing platforms of the falls. Ink Pots are pretty cool too, bubbling underground springs, making some cool sand formation in these little pools, and there's a good view at the end there. Started pretty early today from the campsite, started the hike about 7:30 and was the only one there. It was nice being the only one on the trail, had everything to myself, no fools taking pictures, and at least on the way up. Come back down, started to see a few people, and then by the bottom, there's about 200 European tourists blocking the way, giving squirrels gum and taking their, or chipmunks, piece of hard candy and taking pictures, and people with walkers that could barely make it up the incline, and at the end, there's people in wheelchairs that were just sitting there looking depressed. So I was glad I started early, because these fools definitely, and I definitely take away a little bit of the enjoyment, and I would definitely, I don't think I would ever, I mean, this is not even, this is low season, still not low, but not the crowded season, and man, I would never come here during peak time. It would just be not be good, and if you ever come here, it's definitely got to start early, because then you can at least get in a nice 3 hours before the fools come. I made that mistake yesterday. I didn't do that, and probably would have been good if I had. Yesterday was the hotel day. It was pretty good. Nice, felt nice and refreshed at the hotel. Made it sort of leisurely. Did all driving, sightseeing things. There's a lot of good stuff to see, sightseeing. So I didn't feel too bad about that. Was told this Ice Explorer tour was good, and it was like $33, and did it, and it was okay. Went out on the glacier, but for the time, cost, and basically what you were doing was not that great, but it was okay. They had told me that you could collect some glacier water, and I sort of scoffed at that, and when I got there, I was sort of disappointed because the water looked really, really nice, and I scooped up some in my hand and had a little drink, but it wasn't the same. Couldn't really get a good taste, so it would have been nice to have, should have brought a container for that, but for next time I want a glacier. But yeah, I wouldn't do it. It's probably an unnecessary amount of time, and you could drive up to a glacier. Not this thing takes you on it, and definitely a lot more significantly on it. But it wasn't what I expected. More was the thing is going to be taking you out into the wilderness of the glacier. It doesn't really do that, but pretty cool machine they have to go out there. $1 million machines that go on these things and giant tires. So now I'm going to go to Lake Louise, which I'm sure will be crawling with fools, and check that out. And then I'll be doing another 4 hour hike or so down some road by Lake Louise. I forget exactly what it's called, but I'll update it when I know. And starting my car up in the Johnson's Canyon parking lot was a little scared. The car had a little trouble starting. I am on empty. The light's not on. I'm at 322 miles, so it wasn't gas, but it started up, and it's driving okay now, but I'm going to get some gas in the park. Hopefully it's not going to kill me too much. Out. So another thing is camping last night. Campground was pretty good. Only that negative thing was it rained probably for about an hour or so during the night, so wasn't too bad. Luckily I had put most of my stuff away, but you know, I had to dry the ground cover and the fly off, and luckily I put it out on the hood of the car, and the ground cover got pretty good, goodly dried, and a few wet things, but it wasn't too bad. Nice stream there, had good flush toilets, $19. Out. One thing I had forgotten about Canada is I think all the cars are forced to have the headlights go on when the cars come on. Because that's the car, their taillights were not lit, but the headlights were on. And then I had a few close calls on some two-lane roads with people passing when I was in all, at all. Near head-on collisions a couple times, and I usually had my lights on because the roads are sort of dangerous anyway, but I had forgotten those two times that it happened, and so I think that on the two, you know, because there are so many small roads that, in this country, that they require the lights, and when people don't see the lights, they don't even see your car, so driving to Canada, gotta put the headlights on. So I'm trying to think, and when I was in Vancouver, I seem to don't recall not every car having headlights on, but it was raining there too, so that was the reason to have them on, so maybe it wasn't as noticeable, but that's to see on a sunny day on a regular highway, if that is the case, maybe in Calgary, but most likely I'll be going through there at night anyway, so I won't be able to tell. Well, it's 5:22 Mountain Time, and I'm embarking to leave Banff Park. Did a very nice long hike in the Lake Louise area. A lot of pools there, but the lake was nice, and the hike up sort of along the lake and then up to these other two lakes and with little sidetrack hikes to Little Beehive and Big Beehive, and the hives were really what made the hike good, otherwise wouldn't have been that special. Great views, really challenging going up. Talked to some cool people coming down too, so it was a good hike, and then finished it up with a little hour and a half or so hike to Constellation Lake, which is by the Moraine Lake Road. Pretty cool. There's this rock formation called the Tower of Babel, which was pretty cool, and this hike basically went around this big tower through some forest and then to this other lake, Constellation Lake. The hike wasn't that interesting, but the finish was, you were sort of behind the mountains, surrounded there with a lake. It was pretty good. Got a good little panorama video on the camera. I had to delete one of my Trinity waterfall videos, but I got enough waterfall stuff on this trip, so now I'm heading up the road, and I will be looking for a deserted road to change out of my nasty clothes. And then off to Fort McLeod by way of Calgary, and I will be eating some good meal of some greasy nature, because I've had nothing except two breakfast bars, two bounce bars, a Go Lean bar, and a bunch of peanuts and a lot of water. So, needless to say, I need some real food here, but getting a little earlier start than I had thought, so far pretty good. Good last day. Made up for a slightly disappointing yesterday. Yeah, I'm driving on 1 towards Banff now. I just saw a sign for a Lake Louise overflow parking lot, and there wasn't even half the parking lot that was there filled today, and that was about as much foolishness as I could take, so there's no way, man, you would want to be at this place at full capacity. It would be a nightmare, that absolute nightmare if you with a crowd. They must have to shuttle people in from out here when the crowds get too big. Well, I just stopped in Canmore for a nice greasy meal of Wendy's. Oh man, $7 Canadian, some nice Coke, double with cheese combo. After extra lettuce, and the guy seemed to say he was going to do it, but he ignored me, so I'm a little upset about that because I need a little more roughage, but oh, it was good. I needed that so bad, so bad. If there was another one, I probably would have ate it. Also changed clothes in some motel parking lot because there was no abandoned road, and I was too hungry to stop. So I'm feel a little fresher. Man, my socks stunk bad, so I'm gonna have to wash those because I don't think I have any good socks. So heading to Calgary and then south on 2 to Fort whatever McLeod. Heading into a little fog right now, so I'm out right now. I'm gonna stay in Canmore, or right after Banff Speed. The road turned into a two-lane normal highway, which is about the first time in the entire Canadian portion of the trip that I've been on a two-lane highway that I can basically desert it. So this driving is a joy for this part of the trip. No worry about slow people, hardly anyone behind me. Nice to relax. Ow. Made it 35 miles or kilometers out of Calgary, which is like 20 miles, and there is just farmland, complete emptiness. I mean, there's very few people in this country, man. It'd be 20 miles in a major city and see cows and emptiness like this. I mean, this is almost what the U.S. looked like probably 30 years ago. That would be like around Walnut Creek, not a major city. Ow. I think seeing a car that's a little behind at times. I've seen a couple people with those plastic flags and sort of faded some popularity in the U.S. on their car. A couple showing the Edmonton Oilers, and here's one, I don't know what it's saying, but this woman's car also has a baby on board staying in the back, which is about 15 years or so out of style, U.S.-wise. Out. I'm seeing things. I just saw a sign that said head smashed in buffalo jump next right. So I have no idea what that is, but I'm not stopping. A&W's and actually just A&W's are huge here. There's a lot of them all over the place. They also seem to have a lot of KFCs and Dairy Queens. Morning of Wednesday, June 14th, just leaving Fort McLeod after a fairly nice hotel stay. It was definitely acceptable for $58, whatever it was. Had not a bad breakfast, some nice potatoes thinly sliced, almost like potato chips. Canadian honey ham, which I was a little disappointed. I was hoping the bacon would be Canadian bacon, and I'm assuming that they had Canadian honey ham in addition, would have been regular bacon, so I didn't get it. A lot of toast, some eggs, and hot chocolate, $10, pretty good deal. Got some chips and salsa and a paper at a scam. Mini Mart, used up most of my change, still have about $60 of Canadian left, so they change that back and get robbed by the B of A. But it's not worth getting gas, as I calculated. It's at 99 cents a liter, $1 a liter. A liter is a fourth of a gallon. That's $4 a gallon Canadian, and subtract 10% for the U.S. premium. Still $3.60 a gallon, so decided it's not worth using my getting gas in Canada. They must have higher taxes. So headed down due south. A lot of emptiness, a lot of farms here. I can see a long distance in all directions. Big difference from Banff, definitely, in this part of the province. difference. Anyway, last night was a major lightning storm, too. It was amazing. Just could see the bolts, power dimmed a couple times. It was something you just never see in California. It was pretty cool. But anyway, headed down to south to Mount Glacier, Glacier Park. A little cool and overcast and damp right now. Hopefully the weather is a little better there, but probably it looks like it's maybe a little clearer on the horizon, but it's probably maybe about the same. But hope it's not a bit, not too cold, and I can still see some stuff when I'm there. Figure out what to do. Out. Another appropriate song playing as I approach the border. I'm doing my first duty-free liquor. Pretty interesting. I got a liter bottle of Finlandia vodka for $9.50 Canadian, which is a pretty good deal. I'm now parked by some trees past Canadian Customs waiting for them to deliver it to me. Hopefully this is not going to take too long. But anyway, it was good. Didn't create any additional change. And this should satisfy my liquor needs for the rest of the trip. Out. Well, the customs cooked beef into the country. Well, the customs guys confiscated my roast beef, but they let me keep my turkey. I don't understand. It's like, can't bring cooked beef into the country. There's no way I could do anything. But anyway, they let me keep my tuna. I got some liquor. That leads me to believe I was eating like a Wendy's hamburger, but they made me finish it. But they offered to let me drive back into Canada and eat this, make a sandwich. I'm like, no, it's okay. So anyway, we're back in the U.S. I gotta remember that everything's in miles per hour now. 70 miles an hour. Out. Montana gas is 294. I noticed that the octane is 85.5, which is probably the lowest of all time, so I'll be interested to see if the car functions differently. But I got gas a little before empty, but I was getting incredible gas mileage for some reason from the Canadian, last Canadian journey, so weird. Okay, going into the park now. Well, update, Thursday, June 15th. Yesterday was kind of mediocre. Got here, drove around, saw some things. They're okay, sort of lackluster, and didn't really do much. I planned out, got a pretty cool campsite. We'll go into that later. Planned out a great long hike, probably about 16 miles loop through two passes around a bunch of lakes. Would have been great elevation gain. I was gonna get up early, look forward to relaxing at the camp in the hammock with my Finlandia duty free vodka. Only problem is approximately 1 a.m. it started pouring and it did not stop. It's 9:30 and it still hasn't stopped. I gave up and decided to leave early because it wasn't much fun sitting in the tent being rained on, and it did not look like it was going to clear anytime soon, and we won't really have time to do anything in the day tomorrow if I had stayed, so due to my schedule. So I'm a little pissed off about that, but you know, the weather, it's nature, so can't do anything about it. But I am pissed off that I paid for two nights at a campground, which is stupid. There's really no reason to do that other than just I being lazy and didn't want to have to fill out the thing twice. But it's a wasted $15 there, but you know, whatever, hopefully it'll put it to good use and do some park things with it. So now I'm driving around the Park, which is actually not that bad. It's kind of scenic, but it's still pouring rain and a little dangerous. So giant trucks come by on narrow roads, so it's not the most enjoyable drive, but still sort of scenic, even with the rain and the clouds, and not too many people on the road. I saw a great, really good waterfall on the side of the road, too, which surprised me, so I didn't feel like taking a picture of, so I didn't go back, but really was outstanding. I would, they should put a sign for it, but they probably don't, because they don't want people stopping so much. So anyway, I'm driving, two, and then my plan, my altered plan now, I think before I was going to stay in Iowa, go sort of down towards 90 to 15, and then stay in Iowa Falls or something, Idaho Falls, and motel there. But, you know, looking at the map, which I had time to do, I decided more direct to go west around the park, plus more scenic, and then go straight down 93. That'll hit me Craters of the Moon Park. If I decide to stop at Arco, I can hit that in the morning. Depending on what time I make and how I'm feeling, I may just continue on past down 93 all the way into Nevada if I can make it. But, I haven't had a real long drive in a while, but, I'm feeling pretty strong. I got provisions. I got credit card for gas, so, I can drive probably another, 12 hours if I have to. So, we'll see what the day ends up, but basically today is a day of driving. It should have been a day of a real epic long hike, but was not to be. Out. There is a lot of fucking water on the road here. I was just going up a hill and it was like I was going in a puddle the entire way. Luckily it's 93 straight for most of the way, the rest of the day, so. But damn, it's been raining for over about 10 hours now, so it's definitely accumulating, and it doesn't, looking at the sky, I don't see it stopping for any time soon, so I think this place is in a bit of trouble. Out. I'm about 30 miles from Missoula, and there's like massive road construction going on for 20 miles of dirt roads, and man, they must have had to rent about 250, 300 signs is all over the place. So, it's gonna hurt my push to make it as far south as I can today, but maybe after a little gas in Missoula and some KFC, I'll be ready to go out. See, all these little divey casinos everywhere. I don't know what's going on. Montana must have legalized some minor form of gambling, but I think it's just probably some video poker or something, but I see it everywhere in some shady-looking establishments. Out. Well, I just got gas in Missoula. There's no convenient food place, so wait a little bit. I got stuff in here. I don't find anything to my liking. The town's pretty sad. I went in there to go to the bathroom for about a minute, and I stink of smoke already. There's some form of casino in there. I don't exactly understand what was going on, but it stunk. I forgot how many people smoke in this state, but it's a huge amount. Just saw a sign that says, use headlight next 41 miles. Not a good sign for road-wise. Out. Driving this 93 is fairly scenic. I'm impressed. After getting past all that madness construction stuff near Missoula, shortly after that, became very scenic. Right now, I'm in the portion approaching Chablis, Idaho, And reminds me, the terrain reminds me a little bit of the Grand Staircase Escalante in Utah, southern Utah, which, we're near Utah, kind of fairly close to Utah, but not to northern Utah, but it reminds me a little bit of the Escalante region with the rocks, and really nice, actually. Not very desolate, very, very calm. Be a nice place to come out and relax. Wouldn't get too many people out here bugging you. Well, it's Friday 16th, and I camped at last night at the Craters of the Moon Monument, and I'm checking it out. Yeah, fairly interesting. Not really worth going out of your way for, but so far it's pretty good. The sun is just feels so good, though. Really nice sun. But it was pretty cold last night when the sun went down, and I didn't realize we're at 6,000 feet, so. Definitely high desert here. But right now the sun feels pretty good. Out. After checking out all the crater stuff, I will be driving as far as I can to get near Yosemite for the morning 120 opening, so big driving today, and we have a few little hikes here and going into some caves. Time is 9 o'clock, I'll probably be out of here by 10, and I'll probably estimate probably 10 hours of driving, so out. Stopped in Idaho Falls to get some gas and trying to get some food, and of course there's more construction going on as usual in this east town. Had to take a side route, got a little caught up in the detour that I took, but I think I may have saved some time. I hope I'm on 93 to answer the question. So I was looking for a place to eat. Got gas at the Flying J for $2.72, a cash price, which I thought was a scam, but I had $30 and saved $15 for lunch and possible camping. That's it. Just Idaho Falls, just stopped off at a Sonic, which I'd never been at before. Man, all these drive-in car hop spots, but I needed to use the bathroom, so I was looking for the parking so you can go in, and there was some other parking, and there was no in they had. You can't go inside this place. I had to push a button to order, and I ate on the patio. They did have a bathroom, and I took credit card. They required ID for a $6 hamburger meal, which I thought was lame, but also the chick working there didn't know if this road right next to the place was 93 or not. I mean, they got, you know, it's like their claim to fame is that 93 goes through their town, otherwise there'd be no one here. So I went, continuing on, refueled, drive probably another 9 hours or so, out. I think I've seen more taxidermy shops here on this trip than I've seen in my entire life on the road. I'm really disappointed. I'm not going to have time to stop in Jackpot based on the billboard that I just saw. It looks like a winner of a town. They had 1995 rooms and $3 blackjack. And then just passed the gas station that was advertising a new bathroom. But anyway, both due to low on cash, since I got scammed into paying cash price at that Flying J gas station, and the fact that I'm a little short on time, I'm not going to stop. In Jackpot, and it looks like trouble, that's all I can say. Still, basically, trailer homes and about three casinos that look like they were made in the 70s. I've seen the Four Jacks. 1995 senior rate, $5 of free nickels. Shoveling up, that's it. Out of Jackpot. Heading to Wells, then to 80 for a little taste of interstate action. Pacific time zone. That gives me a shout. So, basically, I get a little interstate and then scenic route 305 to 50, and then some other little road to some other thing. I wrote it all down. Well, I'm in Wells, border junction of 93 and 80, and just past a few ranches of Nevada persuasion and a gentleman's club. It's probably the same thing, so this must be the county of the ranches. Oh man, we are on 80, speed limit is 75. This is going to be one of my best parts of the drive. Cruise control set to 80 on I-8. Nice, these Nevada road crew guys have a, driving the asphalt making machines, have a little umbrella over them, which is pretty good, especially working out in the desert, makes the job a little less bad, but people walking on the ground, they're smelling the fumes and in the heat. Now we're in Elko, it's not hot like Vegas, fairly comfortable. Woo, smells bad. Anyway, alcohol. Looks better than the best town I passed through in Nevada so far, but I'm looking forward to seeing Battle Mountain, which I'm veering off on my scenic route portion. Had a billboard that said voted armpit of America by the Washington Post, make us your pit stop. So they're making fun of themselves, so be curious to see if it's a real dive. Out. As they driving on this interstate is very much more relaxing, though a lot less scenic and interesting, but so, you know, I will be with mixed emotions when I turn off and resume my small road driving in 12 miles or so. But I believe that these roads will have very few trucks on them because they are very few cars of any kind because they're roads going to nowhere. Whereas I was on U.S. roads previously, even though they were small. So we got about 10 miles to Battle Mountain, and I got about a quarter tank left. Looks like on the road there's 86 miles with no gas. So I'll probably pick up some gas in Battle Mountain, unless it's outrageously priced, in which case I'll take my chances and get it at the town at the end of whatever, 305, whatever that is. I don't know what it is. Might get it there. Out. Well, I'm on 305 now. Opted not to get gas. I think I'm okay. Still on a quarter tank. So far, scenery has not started, but it looks on the map that it goes along a river not far from here. But as expected, this is a whole lot of nothing. I don't expect to be behind any trucks on this road, and if I am, I don't think passing is going to be a problem. So far, it's completely straight. And haven't passed the car in about 10 minutes. Reminds me of the Death Valley Road. Just goes straight forever. Two-lane road. Go like 100 on them. Anyway, next update, Austin. Well, I will have to get gas, and if it's more than 309, I made the wrong mistake. Or if I run out of gas, of course, that was a very big mistake. Out. Well, about 8 miles from Austin on 305, and I just passed a mailbox. And I looked up a dirt road probably 10 miles where the guy's house was. And like, I cannot believe somebody's living back there. Anyway, hopefully there's a gas station here takes credit cards, because I remember I only had about 15 bucks left, 18 bucks or so. I probably should have got gas the other place, but yeah, I like the risk factor. You know, the scenic portion of this route is not living up to what the map indicated with the green dots. And there's one little part that was somewhat scenic, and I mean, it's somewhat interesting, but I don't think most people would be as interested as you and I am, and I'm not that interested. Going towards the mountains, and maybe it is that the continuation of this road that I'm not going to be taking is more nice or nicer. But yeah, we won't find out. But anyway, the green dots. Wasn't very scenic, but I was able to go 75 with no stress, no cars on the road, and that's something at least. And I have to go this way anyway, so as long as I can get gas in this town and they don't gouge me too much, it was a successful portion. Then we had the 50 and then some other no-name road, and then 95, 6 to 120, I think. Out. Oh, just got gas, 41 bucks for it, 345 gallon. A little less than 347 at the Chevron. I think it just lowered it. I thought it was 349 a second ago. But anyway, the town looks kind of cool, actually. I wouldn't mind seeing it. It looks kind of nice, shrubby mountains and some gorges. Just past the sign says 50, the loneliest road in the world. So, we'll see. I haven't been on this part of 50 ever, so I'm not sure that. Probably only be on it for 60 miles before I turn off on another no-name road, but looks, I can think I can see the road, and it looks like it goes through a lot of nothing, so probably not that interesting. Out. Passing by the Hawthorne Army Ammunition Plant. Interesting, on either side of me there's all a couple hundred of these little camouflage houses submerged in the ground with a little smokestack coming out of it. I don't know if that's where they're storing them and if there's some of them are decoys, but definitely some sneaky secret stuff going on. But, of course, it's on the AAA map, so it's obviously not secret, that secret, but, something that blows up is being made here, that's for sure. I think, approaching Hawthorne now, and I'm going to finally be in some shade, and I'm going to eat my tuna sandwich and take a piss, and shade a little bit. Out. Holy crap, I just saw a $25 hotel in this town. That's the cheapest I've ever seen. Gas is $3.24, but dude, $25, man. I may pay $10 less than I have to camp. But I have a feeling that room is probably bad news. I'm going to pass. I like this town, man. Under some hills by an ammunition plant. A lot of seedy old motels and get. Well, coming over the pass from that was in Nevada, the munitions plant, Hawthorne munitions plant. I now see Mono Lake and the gigantic Sierras passes at 7,000 feet. These things are towering over the road, though. Nice to see the mountains of California. It means the journey is nearly over now. Need to find a place to spend the night and then make my sandwich in the final leg of the trip. Can commence with the going through the first day of the 120 pass opening, hopefully, as it's supposed to. Right now, going through the Toyabe or something or other national forest. Some nice bristle cone pines, gnarled things on either side. Really nice. If there was a campground around here, I'd stay. But right now there isn't, so keep driving. I know there'll be something by Mono Lake and maybe a rest stop or a viewpoint. I'll make my sandwich and then we'll figure out whether to do a car sleep or a camp. Fortunately, Lone Pine Ass hotels, I think, are fairly pricey, especially with 120 opening. Probably if 120 wasn't open, they'd probably be cheap. But five people there go staying there just to go up as like I am. Out for now. I think I may have been driving too long and hallucinating. I just saw there was a giant bushy tree on the side of the road, and I thought it was a big buffalo running towards the road. Luckily, I'll be stopping shortly.
Well, I'm at the base of 120. Fortunately, there's not really any campgrounds around here. All the motels look pretty booked, and I'm not ready to pay $100 for a room just to sleep. So I'm too tired to drive around, driving for probably about 11 hours today. So I'm just chilling at this scenic overlook and hoping that no one's going to arrest me. I see some RVs that look perched upon a higher overlook, and I think there's another car somewhere near me, so hopefully it's somewhat of an acceptable practice. I'm just going to rest for a little bit and then read and try to sleep as much as I can. I'll wake up early before 8 o'clock the road opens, and I'll read some more and figure out. Hopefully this room's opening, because I went through a lot of effort to get to it, so hopefully the internet is not lying. Oh, for now.
Oh, final day, June 17th. Couldn't find the campground. It turned out there was one shortly after where I had stopped and turned around on 120, but anyway, had a not a bad sleep in the car. I was able to position myself in a new and ingenious way, in which was fairly comfortable. Not too sore. I had a few continuous hours of sleep, and woke up to a nice sunrise hitting the mountain, which I got a picture of, and look out over Mono Lake, which was very nice. And I tell you, even though I'm sleeping in the car, I enjoyed the total experience. Was a ton better than Glacier, waking up in a campground in the rain in a tent, so I'm not complaining. Nice cool mountain air and clear sunny day. And a couple other people doing what I was doing too, so I didn't feel like it was too much of a scumbag. Right now, driving up the Tioga Pass, just hoping it's going to open at 8, like Tony said. He saw on the internet, and even if it's not, this is part of the pass until the supposed closure. It's beautiful in itself, so not a waste, even if I get there and they say it's not going to open. Of course, now I got to figure out a way to get home. But so, if it's open, we'll check out waterfalls before the fools wake up. Should be nice. If not, either wait for it to open if it's going to, or look at the map and figure out another way. I see Caltrans guy coming down. Don't know if that's a good thing or not. Made no motion to me. And hopefully he's going down to get the sign. Pick up the electronic clothes sign. So, anyway, it's real. I mean, this road, just how I remember, I mean, it's amazing, man. So high, and you're going through, literally through just the tallest peaks, and it's great. Well, I see other people driving up, so either we're all stupid or other people know the same thing. I just took a piss at a nice lookout, thinking nobody would be coming. No one did, but not a shame. So continuing on. Out. Just stopped off, took a picture of a nice semi-frozen little lake, a marmot in the foreground. The photographer said the pass is open, so we're heading up. Out. Telling you, man, seeing this place in snow like this, it definitely was worth the pain of the extra drive, not taking 80 the whole way, and sleeping in the car. Yeah, look, I mean, people put on cross-country skis, and we're talking June 17th, people are skiing in this place. Well, final day wrap up. Finished Yosemite, drove through Tuolumne Meadows, checked out some of the sites.
Pretty nice.
I haven't driven through there in a while, so it's nice and calm there, not the masses of people. Then went into the valley, and man, you know, you never cease to be amazed by those rocks. That El Capitan just towers above the road as you go in. There were nice meadows in between things, and rivers flowing really nice. Did the Mist Falls Trail. I was only going to go up to the first Vernal Falls, but when I saw how Nevada Falls was going, I had to do it, even though I brought no water, partially because I knew there was that water fountain in the middle. But I was pretty thirsty by the time I got down and had another drink. About 7 miles, a little over 7 miles hike. I'm kind of proud of myself since I wasn't really planning on doing a hike today. I was planning on checking stuff out. But when I thought about it, I would have been ashamed of myself if I didn't do a hike since I had really all day, since I got into the park at 8 a.m. And I'm finishing a day early, so I had no excuse. This sort of somewhat makes up for the hike I missed. Big crowds, but just not the annoying sort of tourists like Banff. Not as many Germans smoking for us, though I did see a couple people smoking on the trail. But mostly, you know, true outdoors people, you know. A lot of fools, but, you know, a lot of people doing hikes that I wouldn't think were doing it, so. Pretty good crowd, and that's it. Okay, annoyances. People smoking on the trail. When gas stations advertise a price, but it's really only if you pay cash, but they don't really display it as such on their sign, you only know when you get to the pump. Like using a Gilby's 1.5 liter gin bottle as a pillow while sleeping in resting in a hammock camping. Annoyance. Any municipality with weird liquor laws where it's hard to find liquor, such as Idaho and Canada. Annoyance. States in which you cannot pump your own gas, such as Oregon and New Jersey. Annoyance. People using hiking poles on easy trails that are not necessary. Annoyance. The fact is, when you go to a campground now, hardly anyone camps in a tent. Everyone has these RVs or camper shells. What's the point going into a campground? You could just park that on the side of the street. Annoyance. When there's a road on maps that has a number like 29 but also has a name, but then when there's signs pointing you in the direction, it only gives the name, such as Bow Valley Parkway, which is also known as 1A in Canada. And I went the wrong way, but corrected myself quickly. Like when you're driving down a desolate highway and there's Bureau of Land Management dirt roads pointing left and right 20 miles sometimes, and just nice to know that there's unexplored area still out there on the frontier. Stopped off at Oakdale to get some gas and some Del Taco. It is damn hot here, I'm going to say that right now. And I haven't felt heat like this in a long time because I've been up high, so it kind of feels good, but it's debilitating. I don't know how anyone could live out in Central Valley, man. It is just too much. Who knows what it is in San Francisco? Maybe fucking 50 right now, but Oh, that Del Taco was good after a meager breakfast of one breakfast cereal bar, followed by a big hike and then just some pineapple rings. The gas was a successful buy at 305 at Valero, and it was just even cheaper than the nearby Arco, which I didn't have enough cash for anyway. So, all in all, as long as I make it home, usually to Walnut Creek in one piece, it'll be a success. Then we'll get a shower, and my feet, hopefully my feet will stop smelling. Out.